الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر وأنا أول المسلمين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا دخل الجنة قيل وما إخلاصها يا رسول الله قال أن تحجزه عن محارم الله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ناس يغدو فبائع نفسه فموبقها او معتقها او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام My dear respected brothers and elders and the sisters of shaykh you know on Fridays it is sunnah of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and it's a sunnah muakkada that sunnah which was highly emphasized and mostly practiced by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continuously that to recite surah alif lam mim sajda and surah dahr surah insan in the fajr salah so alhamdulillah we try to follow that sunnah every friday fajr we recite surah alif lam mim sajda in the first rakat and surah dahr in the second rakat so when we were reciting today Ajeeb surah dahar, surah insan is ajeeb. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with Inna khalaqna al-insan min nutfatin amshaj. We are the one who have created this human being. All of us are created by Allah. Min nutfatin amshaj, with a liquid. With an impure liquid. Nabtalihi faja'allahu sami'an basira. And the only reason why we have created human being to test him. We want to test him. This test we are going to talk about today, my dear brothers. But then Allah goes on and Allah explains what are the two types of people. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ Each and every one of you, Allah has presented two paths in front of everyone. Imma shakira wa imma kafura. Either you are grateful to Allah, either you are ungrateful to Allah. And then Allah says, what is going to happen to those who are grateful to Allah? Inna al-abrara yashrabuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafura. Aynan yashrabu biha ibadullahi yufajjirunaha tafjira. Yufuna bin nadri wa yakhafuna yawman kana sharruhu mustatira. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا Jannat, Allah opens up Jannat. Rivers are flowing and the people of Jannat are drinking and the cups are mentioned, qawareen. All of that is mentioned. وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا The way the clouds are, the way the light is, everything is mentioned. And then Allah says, إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا Imagine a place Allah is calling a huge country. We think this is huge. This is nothing. Only this sun is 13 million times bigger than this earth. This sun right here where you see. And Allah is calling, none of this Allah is calling big. So imagine what Allah is calling big as. Mulkan kabira, big mulk, big country. Vaidha ra'ita. And then Allah goes about, and in the end Allah says, I am the one. In that huge party, who is the host? The horse is none other than Allah Himself. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. You adhere to me. Just pass this test. Just pass this test once. And then see what I'm going to do. But after explaining all of this, my dear brothers, Allah says one thing which I want to mention. Allah says, إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرًا. This is a advice. This is a talk I just delivered. Allah is saying, I just delivered a talk. I just presented an advice to you. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Whoever amongst you wants to take this path can take this path. But then Allah says one thing. The problem is, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. You can't even will until Allah lets you will. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا يُدْخِلُ مَن يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِي. Whomever He wills, He will enter him into His blessing, into His mercy. Whomever Allah wills. So we can't even will, my dear brothers, until Allah wills. This is the thing. All our life we know what Islam is, what religion is, what masjid is, what salah is, what obedience of Allah is, who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, what do we believe in, what do we need to know, what do we need to be doing, everything we know, but will is not there. Allah's will is not there. And Allah's will is not there because we are not asking Allah to will. We are not asking Allah to wish this good for us. So my dear brothers, what I wanted to talk about today is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of this. We are in a system. The system has totally submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in one ayat, in detail Allah mentions. Yeah? In Hamim Sajda, Allah says that فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتِ فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا وَزَيِّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. That we created seven heavens, we created the earth, we placed in the earth all these mountains, 2 days we did this, 2 days we did that. All 6 days Allah created the entire thing. Then Allah ordered all of this universe. Allah assigned commandments for this entire universe. Sun has to do this, earth has to do this. This is the way clouds will act, and this is the way mountains has to act. All the commandments are sent to each. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the entire universe, you obey my commandments, taw'an aw karha. You want to or you don't want to, you have to obey. So what did the entire universe say? Atayna ta'in. Okay, we are ready to obey. Entire universe around me has submitted to Allah. Now this tiny bit of choice has been given to only this creation which is called human being. You can live your life submitting to Allah or submitting to your own desire. These are the only things, the only two ways. Now my dear brothers, this secret of this universe is this one thing which is called submission. To be submissive to Allah and His Rasul. This is the duty of all Anbiya, all Prophets. You know my dear brothers, Islam is not just the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No. Islam is the religion of Adam alayhi salam till Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only difference is that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam completed this religion of Islam. This ayat was never revealed before in any other nation, for any other ummah. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deen. That today for you only. Today, what does the word today mean? That it had never happened before. Lakum, for you only, what does it mean? Never happened for anyone else. What is it, Ya Allah? Akmaltu lakum deenakum. Completed. The complete way of life has been given to you. Because the ability, you know, a child has the ability, a youth, a young guy has the ability, and an older guy has the ability. Abilities, they grow with the way person grows. So when humanity began, since Adam alayhi salam, people had ability. And that ability kept on growing with the nations, kept on growing. Until the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ability to speak. Salahiyat, the abilities, the characteristics to it speak. So the deen was given to it speak also. Complete deen. Now my dear brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught Sahaba ikram this, that look, understand this. If you submit yourself, your desire to Allah and His Rasul, entire universe will submit you. This is the secret of controlling everything, my dear brothers. So learn how to submit yourself totally to Allah. Allah and His Rasul. Sahaba ikram rizwanullahi al ajma'in, they learned this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the secret. And this can only be learned with company. Without company, there's no book can teach you this. There's no lecture or lecture you can listen, talk you can listen can teach you this. No. That's why when the Nabi comes, it does not only tell people how to submit, he shows them how to submit. The very first thing he says to people is, "Wa ana awwalul muslimin." I am the first one who submit to Allah. I am the first one. I will show you. I'm not telling you. And then my dear brothers, Sahaba experienced and showed the entire world, entire humanity, that how did the entire universe submit it to them. This one Sahabi, he takes this Jamaat, this group of Sahaba, and goes to this country. Goes to this country, and on their way they had to spend this night into this jungle, this forest, which is filled with animals. Jungli janwaron ka kehte hain, wild animals, right? Predators, those can eat your life. So now this Sahabi, he climbs on a rock, big place, and he makes this announcement in the forest, and this announcement is made to the wild animals. What is the announcement? It's not about the announcement, it's about the announcer. Who has made the announcement? I can go make the announcement also. But even people don't listen. And this is the announcer whom wild animals are listening. This he said, "Inna nahnu rasulu rasulillahi rabbil alameen." We are the messengers of the messenger of Rasulullah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are asking you to empty the jungle forest for us tonight. So we can spend the night here. The riwayat, it says, my dear brothers and elders, that every mother of the animal was taking its children in their mouth and going out of the forest. With one announcement, entire forest was empty. Allahu Akbar. Salman Farisi radiallahu anhu, he was a governor of this one city. He was the governor of this one city, and he was complained that at night time a lot of robbery is happening. He said, okay. There was no police needed. There was no security needed. Because the entire universe, they have submitted to Allah and His Rasul, and the entire universe was submitted to them. So my dear brothers, he said, okay, from now on, after Isha, whoever leaves his house, we don't own his responsibility. He is responsible of himself. So what they saw, Allahu Akbar. That at night time, he made dua to Allah, and he saw what the people saw. That at night time, these monkeys, they came from the jungle and surrounded the whole locality. And they were the security guards for everyone. Secure, Allah has submitted. You submit to Allah and Allah submits everything to you. This is the secret of Islam, my dear brothers. Secret of this earth, secret of this universe. Learn how to submit. But my dear brothers, unfortunately, all of our lives we have never learned this. Every single day, 5 times I lose to my own self. Allah asks me to come to masjid and my desire says, no, 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 you're not going. So since I have submitted to my own desires, own my own self, I lose to myself. Apni aap se haar jate hain na. We are losing to ourselves every day, my dear brothers. Now you want Allah to submit everything to you? When you're losing, you can't even control yourself. How are you going to control the entire thing? This entire universe is, my dear brothers, made out of 4 things. Sand, water, fire, and air. Allah submitted all of these 4 to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of these, since they learned how to submit totally to Allah, none of their things was according to their own desires. None of their things. They had a very sharp eye on their decisions. Am I making this decision for my own self? For according to my desire? Am I doing this for my own desire? Or doing it for Allah? This one person, poor person came. Allahu Akbar. To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm in need help. I need money. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed him towards one sahabi. Go to his house and tell him that I have sent you to help you out. He goes, and before he could knock the door, he heard the person, the sahabi, he is having argument with his wife. And what was the argument about? That back in the days, they used to have these lamps in which they used to put the oil to lit the fire. How much the lamp cost? How much the oil cost? Very few. He was having this argument with his wife, why did you put extra oil in the lamp to lit the fire? Now he heard from outside, he's having his argument about this small thing, this very cheap thing. How he's going to help me? He's having the argument with his wife about this. But he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent me. So I have to knock the door and tell him. He knocked the door and he tells. Now in those days, few dinar was enough to survive the whole month for a family. Few dinar. Now he knocks on the door, the sahabi comes, he tells him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent him. He goes inside and he brings a whole bag of dinar which was sealed with 1,000 dinar into it and gives it to him. Now he is all shocked. You're having an argument with your wife with this? And you're giving me 1,000 dinar? Let's say a person gives you 1 million. Enough for whole years. So he said, my dear brother, that oil is for my own self and this is for Allah. They learned this, my dear brothers. And we haven't learned this. And throughout our history, in this 1400 year of history of Islam, we have been witnessing these stories, my dear brothers. Those people who learn how to adhere and submit to Allah. And those who just obey their own selves, their own desires. You know, one of the best-selling books in America, one sheikh was telling us, I was really shocked. This is what it is. These people, they know also. One of the best-selling books in America is the Masnavi Sharif of Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh. Masnavi. Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh wrote this book. And it has all the poetry into it. And all he is explaining is just this topic. Learn how to submit to Allah. And he is just giving a whole lot of examples. He was not like that before. I wanted to tell everyone this story, that's why I explained all of this. So he did not have this idea, what is this? This is the reality of Islam. He was a great alim. He learned, he was a great philosopher, he has great, a lot of philosophy books. And people, a lot of students used to come far, far away to learn mantiq and philosophy from him. And in those days, they used to write the books with their own hands. There was no printing machine, nothing like that. So he was sitting next to this pool. Back in the days, they used to have pools in the masjid. There was no taps to make wuzu. So they used to have pools. There's water in it. So people used to make wuzu from it. So he was sitting next to the pool. And his books were there, piles of books were there. And a lot of students were sitting and he was teaching philosophy. He was teaching mantiq. So what happened? This person comes, a villager, a very simple person, who has very simple clothes on him. It tones clothes on him. His name is Shams Tabriz Rahimahullah. He comes, imagine a professor is teaching and a lot of students are sitting. A professor has this arrogance of his knowledge. You know, I'm a professor, university professor. So this person comes in and very simply in front of all students he asks. He goes to him and he asks the sheikh. Each is, what is this? Pointing towards the books he asks, what is this? So I don't know, I never learned properly Farsi, but the words were so sweet that as soon as I learned, I memorized. He said, "Ian kitun amidan." This is something you have no idea about. You don't have any idea about what is this. He's a villager, an illiterate person. So the sheikh said, okay. And he just pushed the whole pile of books very hard that all the books fell into the pool. Oh, Marumi Rahmatullah, here is one, have four ideas. What did you just do? All my life effort, you just wasted. It was all ink. It is gonna all go all waste in the pool. Student got up to beat him up. He said, no, wait. Sheikh Shams Tabriz Rahimahullah, he said, no, wait. Don't take any step. Let me see. He jumped into the pool. He jumped into the pool in front of everyone. And the riwayat says he took all the books out of the pool, all dry. Out of the water. The books were all dry. Even the dust on the book was still blowing. Now the question and the answer is changed. Now Maharumi Rahimahullah, when he saw this, he said, Ijiz, what is this? Now the Shaykh Sham Tabriz Rahimahullah, he answered. He asked, Kituna Vidan. This is something you have no idea about. You have no idea. Then he became a student of Shams Tabriz Rahimahullah. He gave his hand into his head. And he became Maulai Rum. The person who knew what is the philosophy of the world. What is the philosophy of life in this book. There's no alternate of this book. So my dear brothers, why I mention all of this is because all of this adherence and submission to Allah comes with accompanying the person who has learned all of this. That's why Sahaba are called Sahaba. So, Alhamdulillah, this Shaykh is coming next week. Next Friday, we have invited him. It's a great opportunity for all of us to spend our time with him. Inna rahmatullahi qareebun minal muhsinin. The blessings of Allah, the bounties of Allah are with those who have submitted to Allah, who are righteous people. So this Shaykh is coming, his wife is going to be here also. She is also an alima. It's a great opportunity for the women also to spend time with her. So they're going to be here on Friday and Saturday. Brother Yusuf is going to announce the schedule, the way we're going to have the program. So Friday khutbah he is going to be delivering. After Isha, there is going to be a program. Before Isha, for ladies, we have a program. So I really humbly request with everyone, you know. We have very few ulama, very few scholars in our state. There are not many mashayikh here. He is coming all the way here, so we should take some time out and be in his company to know what is reality of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all.